All right, welcome back to Room Pack's Res Ed chat. I am Paul Brown. I use he, him, his pronouns. And we have a podcast episode today that's going to focus in on a use case of Room Pack software that I think is pretty useful to everyone. And even if you don't currently use our software, I think there's also some takeaways you might be able to get from it as well. So I'm super excited and happy to have as my guest John from University of Mary Washington. John, do you just want to introduce yourself? Give us a little bit of your background.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here this morning. I'm John Huey. I'm the Assistant Director for Residence Life and Housing at UMW, the University of Mary Washington. I oversee our residential education initiatives and have been, now that we're in our second year of Room Pact, part of the leadership team trying to implement all those features.
Yeah, awesome. And also, John and I had the pleasure of presenting at the Virginia Student Services Conference, actually. What are you at? 2 weeks ago? I don't
A
know.
couple
My
weeks
sense of
ago now,
time.
yeah.
My sense of time is I've already been through multiple cities at this point. I have no idea where am I even right now. But John, you've been involved with that conference for quite a while, is that right?
Yeah, I was actually lucky enough to be part of the planning team for it the past couple of years and have been an attendee, oh shoot, since about 2015 now. It's one of Virginia's longest running conferences. It's for all student service professionals in the state or the Commonwealth. And we also this year had some folks from up in DC come and join us as well. So we're always happy to expand our reach and help, grow some professionals within the whole DMV area.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we'll include a link to the site in our show notes. So if folks want to check it out, they absolutely can. I appreciate that you corrected yourself and said Commonwealth because I'm also currently in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, not a state, right?
Exactly. As a Midwest transplant, I still get that confused sometimes.
I love that. I love that. Well, so let's talk a little bit about kind of like what we presented on together, because I think that's what I wanted to highlight for folks today. And maybe we should backtrack a little bit. So one of the things that we talked about was using it for case management related type functions. Can you give us maybe a little bit of an overview of how kind of that process works, what teams you have there at UMW?
Yeah, absolutely. This is kind of a light bulb moment for us because we realized like the software is not only useful for the Res Life side of things, but our Dean of Students office houses our two sort of care teams, and it's really proven invaluable working with our residential student caseload there. So we have what we call our coordinated care team, which focuses on our first year students and really helps kind of keep track of their progress through their first year seminar class and those first sort of grade reports that come in, so we can provide support at that angle. And then we have our behavioral intervention team, which focuses on sort of the more escalated cases to where, it could be a first year through, graduate student who may be suffering some struggles and needs some resources and support that way.
That's great. That's great. I mean, I think there's another school that I work with, University of Texas at Dallas, that has a very similar setup, and they actually use it in a very similar way to you. And I think, really, when I think of res ed, I feel like that case management piece is something that we don't talk about enough, because I kind of see res ed as kind of having three pillars. You got your community, which is the basis kind of everything, fun stuff. Get to know each other. You've got your educational function, often designed like a curriculum of what are we hoping them to take away, but then also the individual care and support,
Yeah,
and how do we organize around that?
for sure.
But so after you got Room Pack software, what are some of the ways, like how did that integrate into those processes for those teams? Because those teams also kind of exist outside of residence life, right? But include residence life. Is that
Yeah, for
correct?
sure. It includes like pretty much every aspect of student support on our campus, from academic services to disability resources. Our registrar has a representative there for folks who may be thinking about withdrawing or need some support with those sort of things. We also have student activities present and new student programs, especially for the first year student team there, since they help a lot with that sort of first year experience. And one thing we've noticed is that before we had Room Pact, especially for our residential students, things sort of lived on multiple like Excel spreadsheets, and you'd maybe send an email to somebody to follow up on something, it would go into an Excel spreadsheet, and then it was kind of incumbent on that person then to go in and update the Excel spreadsheet later on. maybe after they'd had that intervention interaction with the students. What we find with RoomPact is it really, with the staff alert function, with the notes function, it streamlines a lot of that because it all goes into one place. So while our case manager, who's at the Dean of Students office, still manages one like overall spreadsheet that also includes off-campus students, we've been able to use RoomPact to consolidate everything else for our on-campus students and make it sort of a one place to find everything that she needs for that overall spreadsheet.
Got it. And does she have access to RoomHack? Like, do you give
She
her
does.
staff
We've
up?
loaded her in as an admin, so she can do everything herself. But she can also then use the staff alert functionality if she needs to follow up with, a concern that maybe somebody didn't see right away, but she just happens to be looking at that page and see something too.
Yeah. And staff alert, for people who may not be familiar, is the ability to send quick messages to staff. And I think the nice thing about it, in terms of the way that it was designed, is it's not just type the staff member's name into this box and send them a message. You can actually type the resident's name and then click some boxes, and it will send it to the staff members that oversee the floor or the building that the staff member lives on. And then that way you don't have to go through the whole, where does this resident live? Who's their staff member? What's that staff member's message? You can, email address or what have you. You can just type in the resident's name and it will send it in there, which is a unique little feature. Sometimes not really used that much, actually. I don't actually have I don't actually pull statistics on that, but I do know that there are some schools that use the heck out of it, but quite a few that don't see how it works into their flow a little bit. In terms of one thing that a lot of schools that do use our software kind of run into with either staff alert or even just notes, leaving notes on residents, is what goes in RoomPack versus what goes in something else. Like, let's say the care team uses Maxient or something like that for students of concern. Like, where does kind of like RoomPack begin and end for you? Like, how does it fit in with all those other systems that may be doing some similar case management?
Yeah, certainly. And we actually do use Maxient as well. So that's a great example. So where we kind of draw the line is if there is a concern that could be a student conduct issue or anything that could involve Title IX, we always have them put that into Maxient. Anything else really can go into RoomPact, and we've created categories for the notes so they can, categorize what sort of interaction this is. And then what we're able to do is if somebody does, receive a Maxient report, maybe from a professor or somebody else at the university with a concern about that student, they can then just go into RoomPact, copy and paste the note from RoomPact, put it as a note in Maxient saying, RA note from this date, pulled from RoomPact, and it all kind of integrates seamlessly that way. I think one thing that we have seen this year is the ability to tag supervisors in like a room conflict form has really been nice because if an RA is dealing with an escalated situation where maybe they don't need immediate support but want their supervisor to know the next day, they can then tag that supervisor in the roommate conflict form. So we're aware that there's sort of this higher level conflict, but it doesn't then need to go into Maxine. It can stay in room pack, but we have all those other notes.
A lot of schools will utilize that. It's called the sharing enabled function in a tag full question on forms, if folks aren't familiar. And it just sends that immediate email to the person that says, hey, here's what it is. So if it's standard routine that a staff member is filling out, no one really needs to, it should be in there, but no one really needs to take any action. You don't need to tag someone and won't notify them, but you can basically select to notify them. How do you train your staff on that? So, like, I know one thing that schools struggle with is getting staff members to leave notes, one. Two, getting staff members to leave notes well, good, useful, written well. How did you kind of get, particularly your student staff, because they're really the front line that are interacting with that. How did you go about building that culture or training them into a way that gave you the useful information that you would actually be able to use and need?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's still some progress being made on that. I won't say we're the experts just yet, but we've taken a sort of multi-pronged approach where to start off, we just wanted to get them familiar with the system, using it, leaving notes, whatever they could. So we were more focused on the quantity of notes at that point, just to get them in there and sort of just see what it looks like to make sure you're leaving a note on the resident and not the room or the suite. If you're trying to leave a note for that resident. And then once we kind of got that baseline sort of standard established, what we did is we looked at our training. So not only just our fall training, but also our ongoing training that happens throughout the semester. So we'll do 2 to 3 what we call in-service trainings where all the staff comes together during staff meeting time. And we'll sometimes do refreshers during that. And really the two most effective things that we've seen are sort of like a behind closed doors type scenario where we will have some of our senior RAs or more experienced RAs actually kind of act out a scene, and then we'll, work in small groups with the RAs to talk about what are your next steps, like what should you be logging right here, and kind of have them do sort of almost a case study type thing, also to where they're maybe reading some scenarios and saying, here's what you've been told, what are your next steps, how do you notify your supervisor, how do you log that in room pack, and then we also are pulling using the inside features in room pack, we pull stats on the number of notes left, the sort of categories that are being used for those at our staff meetings. So we can say, hey, y'all as a staff left 300 notes in the past week. Maybe 100 of those were uncategorized. Let's talk about that. What categories are we missing? Like, what are you seeing there? Is it maybe you're just forgetting to tag them? So then we kind of do those refreshers of trainings sort of throughout the semester. And based on the RA feedback, we've been able to add 2 to 3 more categories of notes that they found useful and that made more sense to them. That were pretty similar in verbiage to what was already there, but it wasn't quite clicking. So one thing I really found is the customizability of room packs to the institution is really great.
I mean, and you also hit on, I think, one thing that schools could do better at, and our schools that do really well with this always you they always do this one thing that you actually just mentioned, which is they close the loop on the assessment data, meaning staff members are putting in all this information, but if it just goes into the ether, they don't know how it's being used, they can't, see any results of that. They're just less likely to invest in it. And that, hey, we can just pull a report, click, click, very easily bring this information back to you, show it where, you're doing well, where we're not doing well, how we're using it. It just increases that buy-in from the staff, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, like the N Northern Illinois University actually does this extremely well. They share that data back out. So it's actually one of those numbers. So those insight reports, which are, looking at your data in different ways, that's actually, when I work with a school, the most important number to me that I look at. Because if that number is low, that means you're just collecting data and not doing anything with it. If that number is high, presumably, I mean, you still might not be doing anything with it, but at least you're looking at it, right? And I feel like that to me is probably the biggest indicator of the quote unquote health of how you're using the software. That's cool. I love that you do that. How do you balance staff time versus the information that you need? In other words, it takes time to leave notes, and student staff could rightfully sometimes complain about, like, this is taking too much and it's such a burden. How do you kind of balance the, okay, here's what we need and we want to get what we need, but we also don't want to overburden our staff with having to do too much?
Yeah, that was actually a great question we had, or a great sort of discussion we had with the whole RA staff was that when we first started, we were asking them to leave between 4 to 8 notes on a resident over the course of a semester. So we do sort of like half semester check-ins. So each check-in, we'd expect them to have between 2 to 4 notes per each resident. And what we found is they were really struggling to make that time investment. They would, take notes in their head or on their phone. But they wouldn't always leave themselves enough time to put everything into room packed, and they felt like they were just kind of struggling to manage that. So then we kind of moved our discussion to what is a quality note more than quantity then. So we have now kind of backed that down to 1 note per resident per check-in, but we're asking them to see, I don't want to just say their favorite color is blue. Like, tell me more about that conversation. Like, what led you to talk about your favorite color is blue? Like, give me some sort of what interaction you're having with these students. And we've seen a lot of folks who are kind of able to buy into that idea and really kind of understand where we're coming from there. It's still, a work in progress, but we're seeing a lot more consistency with having more than just the half sentence or even, you know, just a single sentence note to where we're sort of seeing that quality feedback now.
Well, I'm also wondering too, like, how do, because I know you do a form of intentional conversations, right? I think they're called Eagle Chats.
Yeah, those are our email chats.
How does that fit into this mix as well?
Yeah, so it's the delineation we draw is whereas a note can be any sort of casual conversation or just maybe a chat you have at a program you're having. An Eagle chat is more intentional in nature to where it has an educational or developmental component with it. And we were actually pretty excited to see that the template that RoomPack provides is basically 90% of what we were doing anyway. So we were able to kind of take it, make some changes to it to fit our specific institution and just directly use that to where an RA can go in, see some of the suggested topics to maybe talk about during a time of the semester, re really get those reminders about like keeping it a casual conversation. Like this does not need to be you sit down and say, hello, it is my job to now grill you for 5 minutes about these things. So it's for some of the RAs that are very procedurally minded, it's a great way for them to remind themselves to just kind of be natural in the moment.
You know, funny thing about those templates. So I create some templates that are like, here's an example. Like, if you're gonna do this kind of thing, here's how I might design it, not knowing a specific campus context, right? Thinking that folks are gonna modify it to fit their needs, but at least kind of gets the majority thing together. And earlier on, when I started at RoomPack, because you know, I haven't worked at a software company before, I've never done this kind of thing before. I would design those templates where I would include some questions where it's like, insert your own questions here, or you might want to do these things. And what I discovered is because residence life people are busy people, I meet with them annually to go over, hey, how are things going? And I take a look at their templates. They would leave that in the form that their staff were filling out. And I'm like, no. Also take that part out. So now I don't include any. I like put it in a blog post because I've had too many times that I've gone into a school's forum and it says, add other questions here, such as blah blah blah. And it's
That's
actually
so funny because I can imagine an RA reading that and being like, oh, I can just add whatever questions I want. Let's go for it.
yeah. So now I don't include that kind of stuff. You know, people are busy. Sometimes you're like click, and I'm like, but I also think that's a great distinction though you made in terms of like, there's a reason why they're called intentional conversations and not just conversations, right? Like there's a purpose behind them. And that's a great delineation between like what's a note, what's a form, how specific do we have to be on the type of information, how much time does that take staff to fill out as opposed to something that's just making kind of an informal observation or a random check-in or things like that. That's really useful. Is there anything else that we didn't highlight, kind of related to this, that you think would be useful either for people that do use our software or people that don't, in case they're curious about how you use it and how it's kind of changed things for you?
Yeah, I realized I didn't talk about the hub and how you're able to respond to notes.
Mm.
So that has been pretty key too. So, you know, if I send a staff alert for someone to, you know, do a wellness check with a resident, they leave a note on their profile saying, you know, we chatted and everything was good. I can then reply to that and say, hey, you know, when you say everything was good, did you happen to touch on these things? And then it sends them an alert that I replied, and then they can then go back and reply again or leave a separate note. So having that interactive feature within RoomPack where everything again is sort of like in one place where I can see it and remember, you know, oh, we have asked them to recheck with the students, is so great.
Yeah, you're in the top 10% of people that utilize the hub now.
That's awesome.
By far, it's one of those things that I'd say a vast majority of our schools don't touch the hub at all, like 90%. And then the 10% that do use the heck out of it. And so I'm always trying to figure out ways to, you know, share here's how it could be useful because there is a group that is like, no, why aren't you doing this? This is super useful. And it's a good chunk that of our schools that haven't figured out how does this fit into our flow? Why does it matter? How could it help us? So they don't see what that would be. So I'm always trying to think of new ways to kind of explain that.
Yeah, I can see that. I think for Mary Washington specifically, we kind of made the intentional choice once we brought Roompak on board that, aside from Starez and Maxient, where we kind of keep our housing inventory and then our conduct, like we had probably four or five different services that we used to achieve our goals for our RAs and to let them track things. And we really decided to just really go all in on Roompak being sort of the one solution. And so I think we've been kind of very willing to try different things, and we've had a lot of great times sort of figuring things out. So,
Right. Well, thanks so much, John, for kind of sharing your knowledge and kind of experience. I'll include also some links out to if folks want to dig into some stuff in the show notes if you're curious of like how does this work and things like that. We do have some for those of you who use our software, the support portal is going to have a good chunk of that. But I'll also try to include some other cases as well. Well, thank you, John. I appreciate your time.
yeah.
You're coming in. I usually don't mention episode numbers in the episode in case we move them around, but I know for sure you were. This is episode 99, so
Excited for such a great number.
you're on the cusp.
Right on the cusp there.
Yeah, it's great.
I'll have to check out episode 100, see how we all stack up together.
Episode 100. We're gonna do a little reflection one. So that's
Ooh,
actually.
that'll be great.
Yeah, we're going to hire some new hosts for the podcast and things like that. So we'll like do a reflection one. So
Cool.
thanks. Thanks for being our penultimate episode here
Happy to
before
be
we
here
wrap up.
and share my experience. It's looking forward to seeing Roompact at our BSSC conference again next year.
Well, thanks, John. And for all of our listeners, hope you have a great day.